Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
John Laurinaitis is on leave from WWE. Plus, Vince McMahon makes a bizarre appearance on Raw, and another top star is off Money in the Bank. For Tuesday, June the 21st, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. John Laurinaitis is on leave from WWE. Talent were told the news via a memo after last night's episode of Raw. Pending the conclusion of our board of directors' internal investigation, said the memo, John Laurinaitis has been placed on administrative leave. Now, from here, we don't know when John Laurinaitis will be back in the fold, but we do know who will be the interim head of talent relations. That role goes to Bruce Pritchard, already head of creative for WWE. He is now heading up talent relations as well. This was again informed in the memo that was sent out to WWE stars and staff following last night's Raw. The memo promising that Bruce Pritchard would provide a seamless transition whilst investigations are carried out. Bruce Pritchard was brought back to WWE in 2019 to be one of Vince McMahon's top executives. And with this move, he gains even more power in WWE. So how has the backstage vibe been about this news? Fightful Select say the following. Former and present talent alike chimed in with one saying, Vince only knows three people, as a joke to Johnny Ace and Bruce Pritchard being tasked with roles. Another said that they'd had multiple texts from talent stating that there is concern about Bruce handling both roles, because now, if you want time off, you have to ask the person who effectively is your filter between creative and Vince McMahon. Bruce Pritchard will be replacing John Laurinaitis in the interim as head of talent relations, as the fallout from the investigation into the internal issues within WWE continues.
Tonight marks the 1,517th edition of Monday Night Raw, which makes it, well, it continues to make it the longest running episodic television show in history. And for that, I say thank you. Raw's been on the air for almost 30 years. 20 of those 30 years has been dominated by the greatest WWE superstar of all time. And that man makes his return to Raw live here next week. I make a reference to no less than Mr. Hustle, Loyalty, and Respect, John Cena!
What of the guy who is at the center of these investigations? Vince McMahon on Monday Night Raw last night. You heard him just there. A very bizarre, spontaneous appearance on the show. Now, Vince wasn't announced ahead of time like he was for SmackDown. He turned up. He announced, as you heard there, that this was the 1,517th edition of Monday Night Raw. And he reminded us that John Cena was returning next week. This is something that had previously been announced. It was a bizarre turn for Vince McMahon in front of the crowd, since there was no reason for him to be there. He wasn't adding anything to the show. It was more I believe, just a case of Vince McMahon keeping up appearances. Vince McMahon wanting to be seen that business carries on as normal in WWE. He wants to make sure that those who are investigating him, those who are looking in on the day-to-day operations of WWE, still see that Vince McMahon is front and center. Fightful Select reported that, like on SmackDown, Vince McMahon was in a really good mood backstage last night, and he seems unfazed by the ongoing investigations.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
On the podcast feed later today, you will hear from Victor Taylor Perry. He's a teacher from Kip Amp Middle School in Brooklyn, New York. Now, Victor set up an after-school wrestling club at Kip Amp that has attracted a lot of attention online from fans and wrestlers alike. It even led to a surprise appearance by Sasha Banks during a meeting of the after school club.
They've seen a lot of Sasha matches. She's one of my favorite wrestlers, so of course I want to show them her match. But it wasn't until I showed them Bayley and her Hell in a Cell that they loved the storyline. You know, it was intense. You know, they could relate to the storyline. Your best friend turns on you. And so I posted a clip on Twitter of the kids reacting, and I saw where it said Mercedes Renato has retweeted, and then it said Mercedes Renato quote tweet. And she said she got to come to our school, and so I was just like, whoa, like, is she serious? And then it just happened. You know, it was May 6th, I'll never forget it.
What were some of the things that that Sasha Banks was able to impart to the kids? What were some of the lessons they took away that day?
They had questions for her. They asked her. She has an autistic brother, and so one of the students has an autistic brother. And so she wanted to know how Sasha learned to, you know, help him and support him. And then she explained to them, you know, like, she does this for him. It's her way of taking care of him. So I thought that was beautiful. But there was one question in particular that was asked about how does she separate Sasha Banks now from Mercedes? And do we see any bit of Mercedes show up on television? Her answer that she shared was just powerful because I think it helped my students realize that, you know, their authentic selves can show up in any space that they choose to live in. And they have to remember that that is their authentic self, regardless of what other people might place upon them or see them as. So I thought it was a dope way for her to answer that question.
Hear more from Victor Taylor Perry about the after-school wrestling club at Kip Amp and their ambitions to get to WrestleMania 39. It's on the Cultaholic podcast feed a little later today. Another top star has been pulled from Money in the Bank. This pay-per-view, which started off featuring Roman Reigns set to defend his Universal title, which was then changed as Roman Reigns now not factored into Money in the Bank a week on Sunday. Cody Rhodes was front and center for the poster for this pay-per-view, and Cody Rhodes got a separated shoulder. He is off the show. Another star that was set to be a focal point was Rhea Ripley. She was challenging for the Raw Women's Championship, and now she is no longer factored as well. Bianca Belair, the Raw Women's Champion, opened Raw last night to announce that Ripley would not be medically cleared for Money in the Bank. Consequently, she has been pulled from the Raw Women's title match. In a resulting spontaneous five-way, it was Carmella who pinned Liv Morgan in a match that also contained Alexa Bliss, Becky Lynch, and Asuka. In doing so, Carmella has earned a Raw Women's Championship match at Money in the Bank. Carmella replacing Rhea Ripley a week on Sunday. You can assume that a lot of the women's division are factored into the Money in the Bank ladder match itself. So there was a short order in terms of who they could pull from that match, what they could move around. But once again, a star that WWE were going to hang their hat on for a big title match at Money in the Bank, no longer part of the show. Staying with Money in the Bank, last night on Raw, another title match was added to the card as Theory will now defend his United States Championship against Bobby Lashley a week on Sunday. Lashley pins Chad Gable, Otis, and then Theory himself in a gauntlet match to earn a shot at the US title. So this is how Money in the Bank now shapes up. Belair versus Carmella, as we talked about, the Raw Women's title. We'll have Theory and Bobby Lashley for the US title, as we've just said. Then the men's Money in the Bank that so far sees Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre, Sheamus, and, as of last night, Omos factored in. The women's Money in the Bank ladder match sees Lacey Evans, Alexa Bliss, Asuka, and Liv Morgan in the match, with Asuka earning her place in the competition last night. The undisputed WWE Tag Team titles on the line. It's the Usos taking on the Street Profits, and Natalya challenges Ronda Rousey for the SmackDown Women's Championship. No doubt that'll be a feature match on the night at Money in the Bank, a show that has changed shape a lot in the run-up to it. But it all goes down a week on Sunday. We will, of course, have live reactions to Money in the Bank. We'll have what happened at and your WTF moments for the show. But before we get to that, it's the small matter of Forbidden Door, which is this coming weekend. And you will have live reactions, nine pitches, predictions, and WTF moments for Forbidden Door ahead of Money in the Bank. It's a busy June. It's a busy June in the world of the wrestling. I can confirm that Jack Atkins and I are recording a brand new Cultaholic Classic Raw review this week. We've had an extended hiatus on the classic review fronts for one reason or another. Jackins and I return to 1996 on our journey to watch all 1,517 episodes of Raw and counting. You can join us on that journey when the episode drops next week on the podcast feed. YouTube.com/Cultaholic. Find out what happened right now to every entrant in the greatest Royal Rumble. Saudi Arabia hosted the biggest Rumble ever, and you can see what became of everybody that competed in it. Yes, even Hiroki Sumi, who was brought in because they wanted Yokozuna in the Rumble. Find out what happened to him and everybody else at youtube.com/Cultaholic. And Adam Pacitti returns for Twitch. And see you next Tuesday tonight at 6 p.m. BST. He will see you when he gets there at twitch.tv/Cultaholic. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.